Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumberg with Power Systems Design. As electric vehicles and renewable energy have drifted farther into the mainstream, high-voltage batteries have become more important than ever before. But high-voltage battery manufacturing faces a number of economic challenges, including and especially battery formation and test, which apparently makes up a full one-third of the cost of a high-voltage battery. Something definitely has to be done about that, and here to discuss that is Jeff Myatt, Senior Marketing Manager at Vicor. So, Jeff, thanks for joining us, and I sort of broached the subject, but what are the main applications for high-voltage batteries?
Well, thanks, Jason, for having me. The main applications for high-voltage batteries that we're seeing populate are like heavy equipment, agricultural and construction machinery tend to be really focused areas, as well as a lot of the transportation, like automotive, light electric vehicles, trucking, rail, air taxi machines that we're starting to see populate, as well as some marine and off-road vehicles with also charging stations and energy storage and backup and areas where we're trying to support the electrical grid to manage all of the charging stations that are added and the construction site power that is needed at some of these locations that don't have a grid connection. And then additionally, we've got areas like logistics where we have fork trucks and pallet jacks and all of these new AI robotic last mile delivery and drones that are being used for inspections of towers and all kinds of different things.
Okay, now why has the high voltage battery market grown at such a rapid pace? You know, why have they become so critical lately?
Well, certainly you touched on it at the beginning because electrification is definitely one of the options that the world has that has initially placed most of its resources into reducing carbon emissions. So you look at efficient electric motors can run on rechargeable lithium batteries for quite a while, and it's relatively a technology that has evolved much faster than some other technologies that would reduce carbon emissions. So it's much easier and more affordable to implement. So global carbon emissions, like the Paris Agreement, for example, which is driven by the UN to fight rapid climate change, those are focused on emissions contributing to all the global warming. And obviously, you know, they've got big, big goals to try and reduce as much carbon by 2030.
Okay, no problem. Well, in the intro, I mentioned high voltage battery formation and test. Now, first off, could you give an executive overview of battery formation?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, it's 33% of the manufacturing cost. So battery formatting is the process of cycling voltage to charge and discharge a battery cell to develop its proper chemistry so that it's safe and it consistently performs. And when you have a cost of that high, obviously it's something that manufacturers are focused on to try and reduce and increase throughput. So manufacturers have found several areas to reduce the cost during the stages of that initial battery cell construction, but it still remains a hurdle for them to reduce the required time, and the equipment storage space is huge. So that's one of the things that Vicor is very focused on, is trying to reduce that overall CapEx cost.
All right. And at what point in the process does testing come in, and why is that in battery formation so costly?
Well, there are several testing stages throughout a battery cell's construction. So conducting several continuity tests to ensure like the battery cell stores at proper voltages or safely operates. Lithium and other chemicals can overshoot really quickly. So temperatures can rapidly climb to discharge explosive type temperatures. Other essential tests that we are focused on are like discharge rates. So that tells you how the battery is going to perform over time. All of those thermal tests and measurement temperatures of a battery cell under load during charging is calculated with data. And essentially, they sort all of those battery cells into groups that meet required performance specifications before they're packaged into a big battery pack.
All right. Now, Jeff, before I let you go, what's Vicor's solution to reduce these costs that we've mentioned?
Well, our key is really the efficient power modules that perform well in several different applications inside the battery or for testing or battery formation, as we talked about. And it's really about throughput. It's the power density of our Vicor products that supports the equipment manufacturers. It reduces the equipment size, and it improves all the overall throughput from the start to the finish of the battery cell all the way to the battery pack, which are typically opposing and challenging traits. The modular approach to our system design creates a lot of flexibility and is much more straightforward to implement as well. As a result, that time to market is usually quicker, which is good for the manufacturers as well, reduces costs. And key product features like bidirectionality, isolation, and efficiency support many battery cell charging and discharging technologies safely, so that these are all key performance traits that the manufacturers desire to reduce the CapEx.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Jeff. I want to thank you for your time, and to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.